When you were telling that story, you looked emotional for a minute. What was going on in your head?
Well, I don't think too often we take time to think about these important moments in our lives. We just get so busy doing. And it's really important to remember the big impact that people can have on your life. I think about this all the time when people reach out to me and want some advice, want some help. And sometimes the easier thing to do is to just give them some small piece of advice and move on. But if you can really take time and help other people come up, it's so rewarding. Again, if she didn't give me the chance, if she didn't have her confidence in me that I could do what I was saying I wanted to do, I wouldn't be here today.
Hello from the Equality Lounge at CES. It's January 2020 and we're on location in sunny Las Vegas with our incredible partner Spotify, capturing the stories of female entrepreneurs, executives, inventors, and change makers. I'm your host for this series, Nell Daly, Chief Content Officer of the Female Quotient. Our next guest for this series, well, she taught me a ton. Her name is Jenna Blaha and she is the technology editor for Elle Magazine. Honestly, before speaking to Jenna, I had no idea how much the tech and fashion industries were linked. I learned from her story that other people didn't always see the connection either. What Jenna unpacks here for us is gold.
How long have you been at Elle for?
I've been at Elle for 2.5 years. I went over with Nina Garcia. We were working together at Mary Claire Magazine, where I really started my career in covering technology. It's been about 8 years that I've been working with her, and talk about a mentor, Nina Garcia. So, about 2.5 years at Elle and about 8 years in media.
And mostly covering technology?
Mostly covering technology, emerging designers, conversations that I think are important for us to have, like sustainability, conservation, and really the intersection of technology and fashion is conservation and sustainability.
Yes, I think that's well said. And I think that people don't always realize how much those crafts and industries intersect.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you then, this is interesting, how you as a creator and as an editor, somebody who's obviously comes from a journalist background, you drive conversations. Right? You use your voice and your thoughts to drive certain conversations that end up becoming very public.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because my background is not in journalism. I entered the media landscape from an academic perspective. I was studying English literature in my master's at Georgetown University, and my approach to fashion was completely theoretical. I was thinking about fashion as one form of storytelling that determines value systems, dictates how we feel about ourselves, determines beauty standards, and tells us where to spend our money and how we should feel about the world at large. So my background wasn't in journalism. It was actually from more of a social activist perspective. I was really a punk looking at how our systems constructed, how do we deconstruct them, how do we free up consolidated power, and I was looking at fashion as something that was so relevant to my experience as a woman in figuring out how I feel about myself and those around me, how do we fit in the world. So coming into media was very interesting. I was doing fashion as an internship. I was just interested in figuring out how this industry worked. If I was going to write about it, I should know a little bit about it in practice. And then I really fell in love with it, and I realized that there was much more that could be done from within the system rather than talking about it theoretically around it. So I dove right in, and fortunately I did meet Nina Garcia very early on in my career. And as such a mogul in the industry, she was a really great mentor, and she helped me really feel confident in my voice. When it comes to technology and what I cover, at the time, again, this was maybe 8 years ago, there was nobody covering technology from a fashion perspective or really from a lifestyle perspective and the way that I was thinking about it. And so it was very intimidating to have to go and pitch it to Nina Garcia, who is the authority on fashion. So it took a lot of confidence for me to really feel like I could go to her with such a new way of thinking. And she really got it. And thank God that really started my career. She understood as well how important technology was going to be to the future and how important it was that we were talking about technology from our perspective and educating our reader. And so it was a lot of confidence and then reassurance from her.
When you were telling that story, you looked emotional for a minute. What was going on in your head?
Well, I don't think too often we take time to think about these important moments in our lives. We just get so busy doing. And it's really important to remember the big impact that people can have on your life. I think about this all the time when people reach out to me and want some advice, want some help. And sometimes the easier thing to do is to just give them some small piece of advice and move on. But if you can really take time and help other people come up, it's so rewarding. Again, if she didn't give me the chance, if she didn't have her confidence in me that I could do what I was saying I wanted to do, I wouldn't be here today.
Amazing. That's the power of mentorship.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me, how has your voice changed over time?
It's changing all the time. It's definitely a process. You know,
a work in progress.
It is. I think life in general is a work in progress. So when I started covering technology, again, there was no model in how to do it from the perspective I was doing it from. So in a way, I almost started to mimic what I saw tech journalists doing out there. And it just didn't feel right. I wasn't doing anybody justice if I was just regurgitating what was already out there, speaking about it from perspectives that were already existing in the world. So I had this moment where I realized if I'm using terms that I didn't quite understand, or if I was talking about it from a perspective that might seem boring to me, then what am I doing here? So I really pivoted and started to talk about it in terms of, you know, something cool like taking the phone to Fashion Week or Coachella and seeing how it performs, to then moving into talking about fashion and architecture and design and art, and then talking about women in technology. And then that was a whole nother breakthrough, because I didn't realize at the time how important it was going to be to host these conversations about women in technology. I was just meeting these incredible women who happened to be in technology, and I wanted to give them a platform for their voices too.
Why was it so important, and why is it so important to make sure that we're having those conversations for women in tech?
One of the big powers of technology is that it has the opportunity to shape and reshape our future. And if women are not seeing themselves in the future, it's really hard to encourage women to go into those fields at an early age in order to see themselves in the future at large. So for me, talking about women in technology is more than just giving them the credit they deserve, but it's actually helping democratize the future and shape a future that I feel more proud of, which is inclusive of all of these voices.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by The Female Quotient and powered by Spotify. For more information on our mission, please visit thefemalequotient.com or follow us on social at Female Quotient, that is FemaleQuotient on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And we also wanted to mention that we're hosting the series on Anchor. So cool. Anchor is an amazing free podcast distribution platform. Stay tuned for more equality hacks from the Equality Lounge at CES.